I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think Hannah put it this way. Last week kind of sucked for me. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. You know what's interesting is we have a show where we come in every single day. We laugh. We have fun with you. We tell our stories. You tell your stories. But sometimes people can be going through it and you don't even know it. And we're all guilty of this. Either not checking in with a friend or you think everything seems okay because it seems okay on the surface. But Hannah had one of those weeks last week that I think a lot of us have had. We're in front of your coworkers, in front of people, or on the air, you're laughing and having fun, but deep down, you're feeling lots of pain or lots of grief. And that's what was happening with Hannah last week.
Yeah, so last week, I went to my grandma's brother's birthday party, and we lost my grandma back in 2017. She was like the rock foundation, whole center of our family. We did not have like a regular granddaughter grandma relationship. We were way closer than that. And so going to her brother's birthday party, I thought it would be really fun because we would get to kind of reminisce on some memories and it would be like a lighthearted thing. I go to the party and I'm there and I'm realizing that I'm having fun and I'm super glad that I'm there, but my grief wave is starting to grow larger than any of my other emotions because I'm there with my grandma's siblings and I'm noticing, I'm like, oh my gosh, they all look exactly like my grandma. They all have the same mannerisms as my grandma. Like her siblings would be turned to the side and their facial features were like exactly the same. And I was like, holy cow. And
it's almost like you could like see her.
Yes. Yeah, it almost was weird, like freaking me out. Yeah. It was like scaring me. And to keep in mind the location we were at was where my grandma like used to live. And I haven't really been in that part of town since 2017. So to be back in her old town, to see how the businesses changed was just a reminder like, hey, life moves forward. She is not here anymore. And it was,
it's almost like looking back in like those memory books, like, I don't know, like I just see it as almost like a part of the movies, like where it's like black and white and they see the old town and the old cars. And then you look and there's like a Sonic there now. Like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, that used to be the Piggly Wiggly back in the day. And this, right. it just grows. Like, life doesn't stop, even though at times it feels like it should stop for certain people, right?
Right. And so that was just a really hard reminder. So I leave the party, and as the week went on last week, my grief wasn't going away. Like, I just kept feeling sad and feeling confused on like how life was moving forward without her. And I know she passed away in 2017, but like I still just got hit with like this massive amount of grief. And I keep finding myself, especially last week, looking for her in like situations. Like if I was going through a struggle last week, you know, I don't know what to wear this weekend. Like I found myself like wanting to call her. And it's crazy that like I understand she's not here anymore, but I just felt so much grief last week.
A coworker of ours just lost like a close family member. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I were standing there, Hannah, like it was just like in like the break room area or whatever. And she had come up to me and it was her mom. And she goes, you lost your mom. And when does this feeling go away? She like asked me, and I was like, never, almost. Like,
yeah.
Like I was like, is it like a wave of emotions and they use the word wave because it just comes crashing in out of nowhere. And do you feel the same way, Kevin? Because you've lost your mom for how many years now?
I'm so sorry you have to, you guys, and anybody has to go through this, because it is, and it's weird how grief shows up at the weirdest times.
Yeah.
So my son had a music recital yesterday. And I'm terrible about inviting my mom's sister to go see. Well, she actually was invited because Sarah's really good at reminding me, invite your mom's sister. Aunt Bev needs to be here. Mm-hmm. And I sit with her and I see my mom. And I always think to myself, man, it's such a shame that mom's not here to enjoy this or to get to see my son do these things. But then I always go, man, she's up there, she's making the stuff happen, and I do take some solace in that. But it is hard, and it's weird where, you know, you'll be driving down the street and all of a sudden I'll get the impulse to want to call my mom.
Yeah. Oh my, I get that the time.
Mom's been gone for almost 14 years.
14 years. I still get that. Out of nowhere, I will grab my phone like I'm going to call my mom, and I'm like, oh my God, like I can't call her. And it's the weirdest things. Like my son's birthday was yesterday. I have a 4-year-old. My mom never got to meet my son. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the thing that makes me probably the most sick, that like in my stomach hurts my gut every single time I have to say it, is my mom never got to meet my kids and never got to see me as a dad, because all my mom wanted to do was be a mom. Like, that was her own goal in life. Like, any kind of job accomplishment, she could care less. Like, what? She didn't even know where, I don't even know if she, we lost her dementia. I don't even know if she knew where I lived. I knew she knew I was on the radio, but she didn't know what that meant. The only reason I knew she knew I was on the radio is because my dad would leave the speaker on blast in the house. Like, here at the house, like, Brett's going to be on the radio. And then she'd just leave it on the rest of the day. And so, like, she never got to see me be a dad. And I constantly think about calling her to tell her, like, those dad-like moments. Like, oh, mom, you know, how do I make this meal? Or how do I do this? And it's so interesting that you still pick up the phone. And I did it.
I know.
It's been almost going to be 6 years, 14 years later.
Yeah.
And you're longer. You ended, like, losing your grandma, which is grandma mom, for you, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know that you guys went through those same emotions of, like, understanding that they're not there, but still like reaching for them or looking for them. Yeah. That was a new part of grief for me.
Yeah. It's interesting how grief works and how it's always with you. And like, that's what I even told our coworkers. Like, it's kind of like always with you. You just learn to like kind of bury it down better.
Right.
But it's like, it's always there and it's always just as strong. Cause like all of a sudden, if you do open it up, it's like,
nothing's different.
Like, oh, the ghost is up. We will put it back in the box. Put it back in the closet. Close the closet door.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Shop Blinds.com Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.